The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome to our transmission Path to Success. There are countless virtues and blessings to recite Durood-e-Pak on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever recites 200 times Durood-e-Pak on the blessed day of Friday, Allah azza wa jal will forgive his 200 years sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we bring to you the topic is about attain the love of Allah Almighty. And there are many ways, there are many paths to attain the love of Allah Almighty, inshallah. Our Muballigin will deliver, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, some Madani pearls. Our Bilal Bhai, mashallah. Hafiz Adil, Hamare, mashallah. Shahid Bhai bhi Hamare saath hai, aur Iftikhar Bhai hai. Aiyye, inshallah, tilawat Quran Pak se aghaz karte hai.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون وأما الذين ابيض وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بلغ العلا بكمالي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف دجى بجماله حسن جميع خصاله صلوا love.
With our beautiful Muballigh, mashallah, Bilal Shabbir bhai. Our topic is attain the love of Allah Almighty, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There are many ways, many means, many paths to attain the love of Allah Almighty. Aap kahan se start karenge?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mashallah, it's a beautiful topic, attaining the love of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah mentions that the love of Allah is that daraja, is that maqam and station which is right at the end. It's like the final hurdle, it's the final blessed station where a bondsman of Allah attains. This love of Allah is very in depth, and For different people, Sayyid Sahab, there are different levels. Because some people have a weaker or a lower level of the love of Allah. And some people, it gradually increases as well. And if we just go and look into the Holy Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in various places just about the love of Allah. And I'd like to first start off with these blessed verses of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah. So, and this is a very, very important narration, because it's mentioned in the commentary that this verse, it shows the believers that the love of Allah should be the most out of all loves that a person possesses. And a person should be able to sacrifice everything he has in order to attain that love. They do not sacrifice this divine love for anything, the believers. And when it comes to preferring either divine love or love for anyone other than Allah, then the believing people, they prefer the divine love of Allah. And they do what it requires them to do. So it's a very beautiful point which the scholars mention, is that when a person has a deep study into the Holy Quran and Islam, we come to know that all of our acts of worship, the fundamental purpose and aim, our maqsad, is to attain the divine love, to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, our salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, and establish salah for my remembrance. And just like this, there are many other verses of the Holy Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ad-Dahr, verse number 8 and number 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, and out of his love, they feed the people. Who do they feed? مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Out of his love, out of the love of Allah, they feed the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the status of these pious people, these believers, by saying that the righteous people, they say to the people who they are giving food to, that we give you food merely for the sake of Allah. Only for the sake of Allah, we do not seek any reward, any exchange from this, nor do we receive any, we want any thanks from you. So this is another important point, that when a person possesses divine love, all of his actions are aimed at pleasing Allah, not pleasing the people. And Sayyid Sahab, alhamdulillah, there are many, many different ayat of the Holy Quran. And there's one final verse which needs a bit of explanation. I'd like to go into this before, inshallah, handing on to other Islamic brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one place of the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So first and foremost, the translation. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being addressed. Say you, O beloved, if your fathers, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the people that if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your family and your acquired wealth and the trade in which you fear a loss and the houses of your liking, these things are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and fighting in His path, then wait until Allah sends His command, and Allah does not guide the transgressors. This is a very, very powerful point which I'd like to just open up and explain, inshallah. So from this verse, we come to understand the magnitude of divine love, meaning the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much precedence the believers should give over other loves that we have in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listed, subhanallah, they have listed all those things which a person holds dear naturally. Those things which a person, he holds dear naturally, and those things which are lifeless as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned both of them. And our ulama cannot mention each one. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aba'ukum.
if your fathers, and here the ulama mentioned fathers and forefathers. Why? Because at times a person, he boasts over who his lineage is.
See.
And because of this, it was seen in the time of ignorance as well, that people had high reverence for their ancestry lineage. And a person, he reveres them, he respects them, he holds them at a high station. And Allah is saying here, that even though a person, and people will know from Pakistan and in the concept of our ancestors, Pardada, and the forefathers, how much respect they have for them. So Allah is saying, the love that you have for them, the love for Allah and His Messenger should be a lot more, should be way more. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says another, Abna'ukum, your sons. And here the scholars mention children. And if you think about just children, children are those blessings of Allah whom a person loves dearly. The love for children is such that it cannot be expressed in words. It's such that it's the love for a child. The child is an extension of a person. The child and these children are these blessings of Allah which we love them so much that we strive to itself day and night for their happiness. We strive, we work hours tirelessly for their desires and for their needs to be fulfilled. A person does not look at the difficulty of a situation. Rather, the parents will go out of their way to make sure that their children are in good. But what is Allah saying? That the love that you have for your children, and abnaukum, your sons here, because remember in the time of ignorance, the sons were given more other respect. But Allah is saying here that the children, the love that you have for them, the love for Allah and His Messenger should be greater. Again, further Allah says, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ Brothers. What are brothers in our religion? Brothers are a person's arms. They're a person's support system. When a person has his brothers with him, he has this belief that he can take on anybody. He can, with their help, he can pursue any difficulty. But Allah is saying again, that a person's love for his Allah and His Messenger should be more than the love for brothers. We continue on ahead in the verse. Allah says, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ Your wives. And we all know that the wives are a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, he expresses his love naturally and in many different ways. But Allah is saying even the love and attachment and inclination a person has to his spouse, the love for Allah and His Messenger should be greater. Now those verses of those living beings whom Allah has mentioned. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions lifeless things which a person naturally is inclined to, who his love is attached to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ Ashiratukum is translated as your family. And this is in reference to, so before the abna'ukum was your fathers and it was talking about the lineage. Now it's talking about ashiratukum meaning your background, your tribes. And especially in the time of in Makkah, in Medina, that time, in Makkah Sharif, how much high respect they held their tribes. That everything was, they would sacrifice all of their family, it didn't matter. But their honor, their background, their tribe, they held that. But Allah is saying that the amount of degree that you went to honor and revere your tribe and your background, but the love for Allah and His Messenger should be greater. This is the magnitude of divine love. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then after mentions, وَأَمْوَالُ نِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا Your acquired wealth. And subhanAllah, what do we know about wealth? Wealth is that blessing which in today's time, a person will give all of his energy. He will wake up early in the morning. He will travel through the air and through land just to acquire that wealth. A person will strive day and night. He will have sleepless nights just to acquire his wealth. But again, and on top of this, a person will be, he'll be worried, he'll be stressed. He'll have many other problems going on. But because of his love for wealth, he will sacrifice this. He will make this difficult. He will take this step forward. But Allah is saying again, that the love that a believer should have for Allah and His Messenger must be greater. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا Business and trade. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the way a person, he is occupied within his business, he will try all of his ways to increase his business, to make it more successful. Again, the love and attachment that we have for the business and the fear that we have. Allah is saying not just business, but that business, when a person has a fear of a loss within that business, how much that is within on a person's mind at all times. Businessmen will know. And again, another point Mufti Ali Kiram mentioned here is that business, here it doesn't just mean one shop, say itself. But rather this can mean if a person has multinational businesses. This business is not restricted just to one business. Rather, it's the actual magnitude of even business is vast as well. So anybody can relate to this. The way a person has love for his business, the love for Allah and His Messenger should be greater. Bringing it to the end, the final thing Allah mentions, homes or the places of residence which a person holds dear, which a person loves. And again, what can be said about housing in today's time? That a person will go to another country, acquire wealth, send it back home just to build a very nice house, a nice bungalow. So this entire discussion, Sayyid, I believe it's summarized beautifully in this blessed Quranic ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning all of these different types of love that we have within this world. But Allah is saying that remember the priority, the most a'la and aham is the love for Allah and His Messenger.
بشک بہت تفصیل سے ماشاءاللہ بلال بھائی نے قرآن کی آیت کو مینشن کر کے بتایا کیا کیا چیزیں ہم محبت کن سے کر رہے ہوتے ہیں. افتخار بھائی بڑا ٹائم لیا لیکن بڑے بیوٹیفل وے میں ایکسپلین کیا, اور یہ ساری چیزیں ہمارے سامنے نیچرلی طور پہ انسان ان سے محبت ہے. دے کین ڈو اینی تھنگ فار دیم, فار چلڈرن, فار وائف, فار فیملی, فار ویلتھ, فار ورلڈلی تھنگ, دے کین ڈو اینی تھنگ کیونکہ اس سے پیار کرتا ہے. لیکن سب سے بڑھ کر جو پیار ہونا چاہیے اور ایمان کامل اس وقت ہوتا ہے جب سب سے بڑھ کر ہم اللہ اس کے رسول سے محبت کرتے ہیں, ان سے پیار کرتے ہیں, تو جب ہی ایمان ہمارا کامل ہوگا. اور یہی اس کے بہت سارے کہتے ہیں نا ریسورسز جو بھی آپ کہہ لیں. آج بات یہی ہوئی کس طریقے سے ہم, انہوں نے تو مینشن کیا نا کہ انسان ان طرف جا رہا ہے یہ کر, لیکن ہمیں کرنا کیا ہے کامیابی کے لیے؟ ہمارا سلسلے کا نام ہی ہے یہ پروگرام پارٹ ٹو سکسیز, and part to success is to attain the love of Allah Almighty, attain the pleasure and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ye aapko kamyabi ki taraf lekar jayenge aur bahut sare means hain inshaallah. hamare iftikhar bhai kuch batayenge, aaiye inshaallah inse sunte hain.
ji shah sahab, the ultimate aim of a believer, of a mu'min, is to attain the love of Allah Almighty, is to strive for that. And the real love of Allah subhanahu we can get in many ways, but one of the most important ways and the crucial ways of getting it is that to gain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should have true love for His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every matter. Allah Azza wa Jal has made the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love, to gain the love of Allah Almighty is one of the conditions that you have to love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot directly claim that you love Allah Almighty and you don't love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also mentioned in the Holy Quran, that Allah Almighty said, proclaim, O mankind, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi Alayhi Rahman mentions in this, in the commentary, you tell the people that who claim to love me without your wasila, try to miss you out, or they try to say that we don't need the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or they say the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like us, or they're saying that we are equal to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they're trying to go ahead of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they're trying to leave the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're still claiming that they love Allah azza wa jal, their claim cannot be true. And that's what we have to look at ourselves today. The mirror in front of us, it doesn't lie. You can't say to the mirror that you are lying. What you look at is, you know, the reflection is true. There's nothing saying to the mirror, I mean, you know, you a liar, you're telling me a false story. If we look at ourselves in the mirror, what do we see? Do we see ourselves adopting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When we read about the biography, about the history of our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do we see that in us, in our lives today? Are we truly claim that we love Allah, but slight pain we go away from the deen? For our children, we do everything like Bilal bhai mentioned. All these things that we claim that we love Allah azza wa jal, but in fact the love, illa mashallah, the love of the world has gripped our hearts and it's gripped our lives. And the love of the world we cannot brush off today, and we cannot say, we're going to listen to some waqiyat as well to realize that what true love is and how we should love Allah Azza wa Jal, how to strive for that. But the first thing that I'm mentioning is that today we have left the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's unfortunate that we can even say that in majority people feel ashamed to adopt the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the extent that we have reached in our communities, and even to the extent that if somebody does adopt the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he starts to walk on this path because he's engrossed in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we try to stop him, we disencourage him, we move him backwards, and we say, don't do this, this is that this is something that was done before, you don't have to do it now. For example, mashallah, the brothers, they are wearing the Imam al-Sharif, the brothers have adorned the beard, the brothers may be using miswak, addressed to the sunnah, and even people make fun when people raise their trousers above their ankles, people make fun of them, even though they're adopting the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So they face these difficulties. So when you love somebody, you face these difficulties, you go through it, you have to listen to people's comments and listen to people's nasty words. But remember, when you love somebody, you don't give it up. You don't give it up. So if you truly love Allah, then you have to love His Habib. You have to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though you're facing all these hardships, you don't leave it, you don't give it up for anybody. Why? Because if you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will start to have true love for Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah. Chalein ji, Shahid bhai bhi humare saath hain. Shahid bhai kya farmate hain?
MashaAllah, the brothers have given beautiful magnificent about obtaining the love and the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As the brothers mentioned, our main objective in life is to please Allah Almighty, and that is our utmost goal. But how can we actually obtain that? If we put ourselves in a situation that we need to do a particular action, we need to consider, is that an action for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, or is our action just a routine to show to the people? What is the cause of our action? Why are we doing that? First of all, must be that our intention should be sincere. So I'm doing this particular act because I want to please Allah Almighty. And if we adhere to the sincere teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ and lead our life according to those teachings, then inshallah we can, you know, please Allah Almighty in those aspects. There's many things that we can do in life. For example, you know, reciting Durood Sharif, mashallah, you know, which does, in this beautiful environment, we constantly remind about reciting Durood Sharif, the benefits of Durood Sharif, you know, on a daily basis, you know, pleasing Allah Almighty, pleasing the best of creation, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Looking after our parents, you know, if we respect our parents, look after our parents, that is also, you know, obtaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty as well. We see many people who show respect to their friends, they'll show respect to other people, but they neglect their parents. Why? Because they don't have this knowledge, this teaching that what the parents are, it's a great gift from Allah Almighty. And we need to respect our parents, look after our parents. The Prophet ﷺ states that the pleasure of Allah Almighty is in the pleasure of your parents, and the displeasure of Allah Almighty is we displease Allah Almighty. So, you know, we see that many people, they do certain things which hurt their parents, and parents being parents, they don't say anything to their children. Why? Because they don't want to be in a position where they child may even become more angry with them. We should stop and think that if our parents are getting upset with us due to our action, then are we pleasing Allah Almighty? The obvious answer is that we're not. That we are, you know, displeasing our parents, and Allah Almighty is not going to be pleased with us, because Allah Almighty asks us to, you know, don't even say the word "uf" to your parents. But unfortunately, you know, living in a society where we think that we know more than others, and, you know, our parents have an old way of thinking, they don't know, you know, the current society. Yes, our parents have been through many hurdles in life. They are experienced, they've been through thick and thin, so to speak. So they got more, you know, experience in everything. And if they say something to us, they are saying it for our benefit. Another aspect is spending in the way of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has blessed us with everything. Whatever wealth we have, what, you know, benefits we have, these are given to us by Allah Almighty. So when we are asked to give something in the way of Allah Almighty, we shouldn't be, you know, stingy about giving it. The classic example, mashallah, the month of Qurban is fast approaching. You know, some may think, well, Qurban is coming again, I want to give the least Qurbani. You know, this is the time that, you know, we should spend in the best way as possible. Not, you know, say, okay, I'll give £40 or £50 on this. But give the best qurbani possible. If something is £150 or, you know, £200, give the best you can, because that qurbani, inshallah, will help us on the day of judgment as well. So, inshallah, these are some of the things that we can do to please the Almighty. Again, praying our 5 daily prayers.
MashaAllah.
This is, you know, compulsory upon us that we need to pray our 5 daily prayers. If we don't pray our 5 daily prayers, then what are we doing? Are we following the teachings of Quran and Sunnah? Are we teaching, following the commands of Allah Almighty? If we're not, we need to ponder upon, as Dr. Beverly Inshallah, throughout we'll discuss.
MashaAllah. Bilal bhai, Shahid bhai, Iftikhar bhai explained beautifully in different ways of one of the most important thing to attain and the closeness of Allah Almighty is to hold the Holy Quran, to build the relation with the Holy Quran. If you want to build the relation, if you want to attain the love of Allah Almighty, then you have to recite the Holy Quran, because the best kalam, the kalam of Allah Almighty, is mentioned in Hadith Sharif. The best kalam is the book of Allah Almighty. If you want to attain the love of Allah Almighty, then you have to recite the Holy Quran. You have to act up on the commandments of Holy Quran, because this is the best book. In another narration, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala stated, the one who likes to know whether he loves Allah Almighty and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should see that if he loves the Holy Quran. Oh. Simple formula bata rahe hain ki agar tum malum karna chahte ho ki tum Allah azza wa jalla uske habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mohabbat karte ho ya nahi, then look at yourself that you have a love for Holy Quran or not. Mean he recited and acts upon it. So he also loves Allah Kareem and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration is mentioned the sign of having love for Allah Almighty. This is our topic, to attain the love of Allah Almighty. The sign of having love for Allah Almighty is having the love for the Holy Quran. Simple mention hai ke Quran Pak se mohabbat hai, ye sign hai Allah Taala se mohabbat ka. The sign of having love for the Holy Quran is having love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isko further agar le, the sign of having love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just to kya is having love for the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fir ye hadith aage chal rahi hai, lekin main cheez jo mention hai wo Quran Pak hai. Main aur aap Quran kitna padhte hain, hamare gharon ke andar problem, hamare gharon mein masail. Main unse poochta hu ki aapke ghar mein Quran kitna padha jata hai, kyunki ahadees ke andar hai ki jis ghar mein Quran padha jata hai usme barkatein aati, shaitan bhag jata hai. Us ghar mein rehmaton ka nuzul hota hai, wo ghar jo hai wo us ghar walon ke liye kushada kar diya jata hai. Rizq ki farawani hoti hai, barkat aati hai jis ghar mein Quran padha jata hai. Ab humne Quran hi nahi padha hai, Quran bimariyon ka ilaaj hai, ye aapki bimariyon ko dur kar dega. Isi tarah mention hai ke Quran Pak ke andar cure for the heart, ye Quran Pak jo hai na, ye dilon ki bimari inka ilaaj hai. Humne Quran hi nahi padha hai to Rab Azza wa Jal ki mohabbat kis tarike se aayegi. Main cheez jo main step lena hai na, bahut sare hain ki ek main step wo Quran Pak hai. Isse mohabbat dekhe mujhe kitni hai, isko mera padhne ka zehn kitna hai. Namazon ki taraf agar aaye to kya mera dil namazon mein lagta hai ya nahi, ya formality ke liye padh raha hu, koi dekh raha hai to padh li, nahi dekh raha to kuch nahi hai. Ye true love nahi hai. We want to be a true kya kehte hain wo, kehte na ke sachcha pyar ho, sachche mohabbat ho hame, tabhi hamari zindagi aage ke liye aasan hogi. Mere aqa alaihi salatu wasalam se sachchi mohabbat. Ji haan. Aur ye kya, ye sunnat se mohabbat, ye kahan tak lekar ja rahi hai? Ye Allah ki mohabbat tak lekar ja rahi hai. Aur jisko Allah ki mohabbat naseeb ho gayi to phir to uske waare niyare ho gaye. Bahar bahut sari cheeze inshaallah. Ji Bilal bhai,
say tham on the point of istikhar bhai, mashallah, that a beautiful couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat summarizes it beautifully. Khuda ki riza chahte hai do alam aur khuda chahta hai riza e Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That both worlds they desire and they wish to seek and attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the pleasure of Allah lies within the pleasure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This is a very important point. And just on this topic of attain the love of Allah Almighty, why don't we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom do you love or who do you hold dear? And to do that, Sayyidah, as you beautifully mentioned, we have to study the Holy Quran Sharif. There's many verses, I'll mention a few of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of one particular verse, verse 222 of Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. So now here we can discuss the topic of repentance. Today we want to attain the pleasure of Allah. People are saying this verbally, but our actions are saying something else. Repentance is one of the greatest means of a person attaining the pleasure of Allah. Allah has said it in the Quran Sharif himself. So what else do we need? But here we need to understand the understanding of repentance. Tawbatan nasuha, such repentance where a person does not fall back into that sin. Such conviction, and he's so determined that he minuses all the causes which lead him to the disobedience of Allah. So repentance, and then
attaining purity, keeping yourself pure, is something which a person, when he adopts, he will become the beloved of Allah. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah. And righteousness, ihsan, and to perform good deeds, we all know what they are. And we all know the order as well, that the greatest obligation after iman, the greatest action is our 5 daily prayers. And that cannot be hidden. One cannot minus them. One cannot say that I will just do zikr of Allah, which is another way of attaining the pleasure of Allah. Besides doing zikr of Allah, we'll mention this later on. But if someone just says, I will hold a tasbih and do zikr of Allah, but the time of namaz is going, he's not getting himself up to read namaz. This is not love. Because, Sayyidina, to love an individual, you have to obey the commands. Whatever they say goes. That's the mindset of muhib and mahbub. The lover, the devotee and the beloved. You can, the one who loves any person, any personality, there's no I. Rather, the word hub tells us that the originally was 2 bars. The first bar engrossed himself and annihilated himself in the second bar, meaning sacrificed his own desire and will and merged into the second bar, as we have heard many a times. And this is the concept of having love. So righteousness, being at performing ibadat of Allah. Again, another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. And the patient ones are the beloved of Allah.
क्या बात है, क्या बात है. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala सबर करने वालों के साथ है, सबर करने वाले को पसंद फरमाता है. अपनी होता है ना कि आप सैक्रिफाइस कर दे अपनी पसंद को रब की रिजा पर, रब के हुकुम पर, तो वह उसको फिर जो है ना बरकतें मिलेंगी. इमाम गजाली अलैहि रहमा फरमाते हैं, अल्लाह ताला की बंदगी 3 चीज़ों का नाम है. 3 चीज़ों का नाम है. नंबर 1, अहकाम शरीयत की पाबंदी करना, जो भी शरीयत के अहकाम है, द कमांडमेंट्स ऑफ शरीयत इस्लाम के जो भी हैं. नंबर 2, अल्लाह की तरफ से मुकर्रर करदा कजा और कदर और तकसीम पर राजी रहना, जो अल्लाह ने दिया उस पर राजी हो जाए, कंप्लेन ना करें, जो मिला बस राजी हो जाए. ये भी एक है, आपको कामयाबी दिलाएगी. और तीसरी चीज, अल्लाह की रिजा के लिए अपने नफ्स की ख्वाहिशात को कुर्बान कर दें. दिल चाह रहा है सोने का, लेकिन तहज्जुद में उठे, फजर में उठ रहे, अल्लाह की रिजा के लिए, कि रब की रिजा इसमें है. तो फिर आप देखेंगे इंशाल्लाह किस तरह आपकी जो है वो जिंदगी कामयाबी की तरफ चलती है.
डेफिनेटली मूविंग ऑन फ्रॉम देयर शाह साहब, माशाल्लाह, बिलाल भाई फिनिश्ड ऑन द पॉइंट दैट अल्लाह लव्स द पेशेंट, अल्लाह इज विद द पेशेंट. एंड वी आल्सो सी दैट आवर डिफिकल्टीज, व्हाट वी सी एज डिफिकल्टीज, दिस कैन लीड अस, इफ यू सैक्रिफाइस, पुट देम टू वन साइड, इट कैन लीड अस टू द प्लेजर ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी. देयर इज अ ब्यूटीफुल वाक़िया दैट्स मेंशनड regarding Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmah, that he was on the way to Makkah to Mukarramah to perform Hajj. And on the way, his gaze it set upon a young man that he became impressed with. This young man was walking alone, no provisions, nothing much with him. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar alayhi rahmah asked him, where are you from? He said, from Allah. Where are you going? He goes to Allah. He said, where's your provisions? He said, upon the mercy of Allah.
Kya baat.
Malik bin Dinar rahmah said, let me give you something. Let me give you. He said, I don't need anything. Why? Because I have 5 letters with me. And these 5 letters are enough for me. And Malik bin Dinar rahmah said, what are those 5 letters? He replied, those 5 letters, Akaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad. These are enough for me. Malik bin Dinar rahmah, a wali of Allah, became even more impressed. He said, tell me more about this. He said, Kaf means the fulfiller of needs. He said, the Ha means the guide, the Ya means the protector, the Ain means the knower, and Saad means the one who is truthful. Therefore, I don't need anything else. If I have a companion, such that is the fulfiller of my needs, the guide, the protector, the knower, and the one who is truthful, why do I need anything else?
SubhanAllah.
Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmah became even more admired and inspired by him, that said, look, have my kameez, have my shirt. He said, why should, look, if someone gives, we glad we take it. He said, why should I take your shirt? On the day of judgment, I'll be held accountable for it.
Allah.
For halal things will be held accountable, and for haram will be punished. He said, I don't need this. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmah was so impressed by this young man, he kept thinking about him. Then when they separated, he was fortunate to again meet this man in Mina. And when he met this individual in Mina, everybody else was giving their qurbani, their sacrifice, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this young man, he said, is praying and making dua in the court of Allah. Oh Allah, I have nothing to sacrifice. Oh Allah, sacrifice my
Allah.
I give myself in your way, oh Allah. And as he was saying this, his soul left his body. And when his soul left his body, these words were heard from the unseen that he has been killed with the sword of divine love.
Oh, yeah.
These were the individuals, the men of Allah that were engrossed in the love of Allah. What was the reason for mentioning this is that when we listen and we hear about this, then we see where our love is. And we can see and check, we say we love Allah, but where is our love? And those individuals that truly loved Allah Almighty, and they had no worry for anything else. These are true men of Allah.
SubhanAllah, mara pyaar, to hum baat love ki karte hain, to fajar ke time dekhe kya hota hai. Aap dekhe, kaam ke waqt pata chala, koi customer aa raha hai, to namaz bhi chali jati hai. Ye hamara love hai. اور اللہ والوں کے جیسے کہ جب وہ نماز جاتے تھے دکان پر بھی جاتے تھے تو پردہ گرا کر پتہ نہیں کتنی رکعتیں پہلے نفل ادا کیا کرتے تھے کہیں پہ 400 رکعتیں نفل ہے کسی بزرگ کے بارے میں کہیں پہ 100 کے قریب ہے کہ یہ جا کر پہلے نفل ادا کیا کرتے تھے تو ہمارے تو جاتے ہی دکان کھولتے ہیں اور پھر پتہ ہی نہیں ہوتا کہ جی نماز کی طرف بھی جانا ہے یا نہیں جانا ایک ہمارے اس کی حال ہے جبکہ حضرت جنون مسیح رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے ہیں اللہ سے محبت کرنے والوں کی علامت یہ بھی ہے کہ ہر اس چیز کو چھوڑ دے جو اللہ کی یاد سے غافل کر دے اور اپنے آپ کو اللہ کی رضا والے کاموں میں مصروف رکھے جو
بیکار باتوں سے بچ کے ہمیشہ میں بیکار باتوں سے بچ کے ہمیشہ
calculation, if you want to fill your heart with the love of Allah Almighty, then you have to empty your heart the love of world. Ye yaad rakhi, apne dil ko duniya ki mohabbat se khari karenge na, to Allah Ta'ala ki mohabbat se dil badhega. Kyunki Allah Ta'ala ne Hazrat Isa alaihi salam ki taraf wahi nazil farmayi. Farmaya ke Isa, main dekhta hu jab kisi bande ka dil duniya aur aakhirat ki mohabbat se paak aur saaf ho jaye to use apni mohabbat se bhar deta hu. اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی محبت سے جو ہے نا دل بھر دیتا ہے, لیکن ہمارے دلوں میں بھری دنیا کی محبت ہے. جب دیکھو دنیا, جب دیکھو دنیا, تسبیح بھی دنیا کی ہوگی. اچھا کوئی پڑھنا بھی ہے نا, وہ وظیفہ ملے گا تو پڑھیں گے کہ دنیاوی غرض کیا ہے, پیسہ کتنا ملے گا, جاب نہیں ملی کیا کرنا ہے, مسجد آنا, تاجد بھی پڑھوں گا, لیکن اللہ کی رضا کے لیے پڑھنے کو تیار نہیں ہے. اللہ کی محبت میں پڑھنے کو تیار نہیں ہے, اللہ کی محبت میں مسجد میں آنے کو تیار نہیں ہے. لوگ کیا کہیں گے, واٹ ول پیپل سے, ہم اس کے لیے مسجد میں آنے کو تیار ہیں, لوگوں کو دکھانے کے لیے کام کرنے کو تیار ہیں, لیکن رب عز و جل جو دلوں میں اٹھنے والے خیالات, جو سوچوں میں آپ کے خیال ہیں, سوچ رہے ہیں آپ, رب اس کو بھی جانتا ہے, لیکن ہمیں اس کا خیال نہیں ہے. اللہ کرے کہ ہم سنسیئر ہو جائیں. یہ یاد رکھیں, مین چیز ہے سنسیئرٹی. سنسیئرٹی از کی ٹو سکسیز. اخلاص قبولیت کی کنجی ہے. کام کرنا ہے اللہ کی رضا کے لیے, دنیا کے لیے کرتے رہیں گے نا اور پچھتاتے ہی رہیں گے, کچھ بھی نہیں ملے گا. یہ یاد رکھیے, اللہ ki mohabbat hasil karne ka ek zariya ye hai ki apne aap ko na ikhlas ke packer bana de bas but jo intention jo hai na is most important thing to hamari intention theek nahi hai intention aage peeche ho jati hai but log kisi tarah wah wah kar de logo mein hamare charche ho jaye allah azza wa jal humse razi ho jaye ye khwahish nahi hai log humse bas razi ho jaye
Yashas sahab the point that you mentioned there is a very you know deep point that in our hearts if the heart's already full if this glass of water is full and I'll say can you put some more in it's already full now we need to empty our hearts it's very difficult to empty our hearts from those materialistic things that we love that we had worked hard for that we've left our lands for that we have strived for that we have educated ourselves for it's very hard to take these out of your hearts naturally we can see them and they look very beautiful we want them but let's look at those individuals that had it all Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala an such an amazing personality that we learn about that we read about his clothing was such his he had such gifts and he was looked after by his parents in such a way that he had everything and he stated that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an raised that the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said as'o Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala an come in the state that he was wrapped in a ram skin around his back and the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said look at this individual do you recognize him Look at this person whose heart Allah Almighty has illuminated. Allah Azza wa Jal undoubtedly I saw him when his parents who used to give him the best food, the best drink, the best clothes, he used to consume the best food and he was looked after in such a way that nobody else can compare to. But when he had this love for Allah Almighty, he left everything.
Everything
he left when the love for Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it became engrossed in his heart, he left all of these things. And his family is mentioned in the Battle of Uhud that when he was martyred radiallahu ta'ala an and that it was time to give the coffin. When they used to put the coffin, his feet used to be left empty.
Allah.
And when they used to pull it towards his feet, his blessed head used to be left empty. Such is this young man. Such is this young individual that when his heart was filled with the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he left everything.
SubhanAllah.
So we should gain inspiration from this.
Shahzad, we see that often we get caught up in the worldly life and we so much engrossed in this worldly life and when we face any problem in our worldly life we tend to rely upon other people thinking that they're going to help us think they'll be able to get us out of this difficulty what we tend to is we forget that Allah Almighty is our ultimate helper he helps us he guides us into which way we should be leading our life we need to ask Allah Almighty for help with sincerity and the best way to do is you know normally when we do certain things You know, for example, when we read in namaz, we go into namaz in the masjid. That's very good. We're doing that. But when we do something in, you know, seclusion, like, you know, read tahajjud at home, nobody's watching us. We're doing that, you know, in seclusion. When we're doing dua, you know, we are, you know, able to communicate with Allah Almighty individually, and you know, seek His guidance, seek His pleasure, seek His help in every aspect. Unfortunately, you know, this is something that we need to learn. And you know, teach our upcoming generation as well, because often people, you know, they'll ask their friends for help, they'll ask for others to help them or guide them in difficult matters, in worldly matters. But the ultimate help comes from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty sends a person who can help you in these situations as well. If we look at, you know, our life is poisoned with a lot of, you know, worldly matters as well, and to fix our heart with these, you know, issues. We need to have that love for Allah Almighty and we need to make sure that we do those actions which we obtain the pleasure of Allah Almighty, not displeasure.
Yes.
The Beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a good friend and a bad friend are like a perfume seller and a blacksmith. The perfume seller might give you some perfume as a gift or you might buy some from him or at least you might smell its fragrance. As a blacksmith, you might singe your clothes And at the very least, you will breathe the fumes of that smell. So, you know, it gives a good example that, you know, what kind of company we need to keep as well. If we need to, you know, save ourselves from difficulties and problems, we need to be very careful as to which circle of friends we're having. And having a good circle of friends, this kind of circle of friends will, inshallah, constantly remind us about obtaining the pleasure of Almighty, doing those actions which will benefit us in the hereafter, those actions which you know, we can continue to please Allah Almighty as well.
MashaAllah, it's time for take few calls, inshallah. Kafi der ho gayi hai, hamare kuch segments bhi hain. Aayye kuch calls lete hain.
Sagiyattar, Mansoor, Razaatar, Yarskar, Ahmadani Channel ka program, Path to Success ka mayabhi ka rasta, bhoti piyara hai. Allah Karim se dua hai, Allah Karim isko apni paak paar ka mein kabooli makbool farmaye. Aaj ka topic bhi bahut aham hai, Allah Karim, mein apni mohabbat ata farmaye. Naat Khan Islam bhai ka ji hai ki hamein Ahle Sunnat ka ek kalam hai jiska ye share hai. Agar ho sake to is kalam ko padha jaye. Allah ki ulfat do aur apni mohabbat do. Allah ki ulfat do aur apni mohabbat do. Bulwa ke shehnshah ya abrar Madine mein.
Inshallah. Next call please.
My name is Mohammed Zakaria. I'm calling from Birmingham, UK. MashaAllah, a very important topic. May Allah reward you, Papa. May Allah reward all the Mamalagin who are in this silsila. I'd like to request this not. Ya Allahum, meri jholi bhar de.
Ameen. Ya Allah, hum sab ki jholi bhar de. Ya Allah, hum sab ki jholi bhar de. The next call, please.
My name is Hassan. Can you request the not Khan to read this not? Phir ke gali gali taba.
Chale ji, phir ke gali gali taba. Mere paas bhi मैसेज है आका मदीने वाले नाथ सुना दीजिए. अच्छा जी चले और बहुत सारी कुछ है को पंजाबी कलाम भी सुना दे. अदील भाई आए हैं और ये नॉटिंगम से मैसेज आया है जी कलाम सुनने का. एक कॉल और ले लेते.
My name is Yusuf. I study in Thetford Madrasa. I love Madidi channel and past the success.
Jazakallahu khaira. Aapka it's time for our segment today's puzzle inshallah. Aaiye dekhte hain.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Chale ji, देखते हैं मुबल्लिगीन कहाँ पहुंचे. अदील भाई, शाहिद भाई बड़े गौर से देख रहे हैं. बहुत सिंपल है और बहुत इजी है. क्या जी बिलाल में वैसे ही याद उठा दिया है. ऐसे कैसे पढ़ लिया है तो लफ्ज भी नहीं पढ़े थे आप वैसे ही पहुंच गया. क्या क्या हिकमत है. आप तो पेपर पहले आउट हो गया था ये. अच्छा बिलाल भाई पहुंच गए जी. अभी तो बाकी देख ही रहे ये क्या चीज है. लेकिन जी बाकी शाहिद भाई क्या कहते हैं, क्या चीज है. नहीं पता चल रहा क्या है. तो मुझे भी नहीं पता था क्या है. लेकिन तो मजलिस ने बताया लेकिन बिलाल भाई ने कमाल किया है. क्या बात है जी. 3S इसके अंदर मौजूद है. R बड़ा इंपॉर्टेंट है और जब मैं इंपॉर्टेंट कहता हूँ तो वाकई इंपॉर्टेंट होता है. फिर शाहिद भाई जो है ना, शाहिद भाई गर्दन हिला रहे हैं आज. चल है शाहिद भाई. R इज इम्पोर्टेंट. ठीक है आखिर में 2S आते हैं. चले जी इजी कर दिया आपके लिए. और क्या रह गया. अल्लाह हम सब पर करम फरमाए. इफ्तिखार भाई भी कहीं पहुंच गए हैं. चले जी इफ्तिखार भाई पहुंच गए. चले शाहिद भाई नहीं पहुंच पा रहे हैं. अदील भाई भी नहीं पहुंच पा रहे हैं. बिल्कुल राइट राइट है. बिल्कुल राइट है. राइट वर्ड है ये. शाहिद भाई डिफिकल्ट हो. शाहिद भाई हम दुआ कर दें कि बस अल्लाह हमें ऐसा बना दे. हम इस रास्ते पर चलने वाले बन जाए. चले शाहिद भाई पहुंच गए कहां पे. लेकिन सबसे पहले बिलाल भाई पहुंचे थे. स्क्रीन चलते ही बिलाल भाई पहुंचे. ये समझ नहीं आया कैसे पहुंचे. ऐसे ही आपने क्लिक कर दिया. चले क्या है फिर. राइचियसनेस. जी चले जी जवाब दुरुस्त है. बिल्कुल बिलाल भाई सही पहुंचे हैं. राइचियसनेस है. जवाब दुरुस्त है. स्क्रीन के ऊपर भी चल रहा है. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. बाला अदील भाई कुछ कलाम इंशाल्लाह सुना दीजिए. फिर इंशाल्लाह हम मजीद सेगमेंट्स की तरफ चलेंगे.
सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. या अल्लाह मेरी झोली भर दे. 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 या बख्श हमारी सारी खताएं. खोल दे हम पर अपनी यताएं. बख्श हमारी सारी खताएं. या अल्लाह खोल दे हम पर
پر اپنی عطائیں یا اللہ یا رحمان یا اللہ میری جھولی بھر دے یا اللہ میری جھولی بھر دے خلقت جب پانی کو ترسے رم جم بھر کھا بھر سے ہر ایک پر رحمت کی نظر ہے یا
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we move on to our topic. Again, is one another mean to attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. The love of Allah azza wa jal is to love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. This is another way to attain the love of Allah Almighty. Kyunki ahadees ke andar mention bahut sari ahadees mein hai. Ek badi pyari hadees hai, padha کہ انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت ہے حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے کہ میرے آقا علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کیا میں تمہیں نہ بتاؤں کہ تم میں سے کون جنت میں جائے گا؟ ہم نے عرض کی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمائی ہم سب چاہتے ہیں جنت میں جائے، میرے آقا علیہ السلام نے کیا فرمایا کہ میں نہ بتاؤں کہ تم میں سے جنت میں کون جائے گا؟ فرمایا کہ نبی جنت میں جائے گا، صدیق جنت میں جائے گا، وہ شخص بھی جنت میں جائے گا جو محض اللہ کی رضا کے لیے اپنے کسی بھائی سے ملنے شہر کے مضافات میں جائے. یعنی ہمارا لوگوں سے ملنا، اپنے بھائی سے ملنا اللہ کی محبت میں، اللہ کی رضا کے لیے ہو، تو انشاءاللہ عز و جل پھر آپ دیکھیں کہ یہ کس طرح جو ہے وہ آپ کے راستے آسان فرما گا. اللہ تعالیٰ بھی مجھ سے محبت فرماتا ہے کہ جو اللہ کی رضا کے لیے آپس میں ملتے ہیں، جو اللہ کی محبت میں آپس میں ملتے ہیں. ہمارا دنیاوی ملنا جلنا غرض ہوتا ہے، لیکن واقعی جو دینی ماحول سے کچھ ریلیشن جن کا ہوتا ہے، مساجد میں آنا، ان کا جو ملنا ہوتا ہے نا، اٹس ناٹ فار دا ورلڈلی تھنگ. یہ یاد رکھیے گا، نیک لوگوں کی کمپنی، پائس جو لوگ ہیں نا، اچھے تقوی والے پرہیزگار لوگ، ان کی کمپنی، ان کی صحبت میں بیٹھنے سے بھی اللہ کی محبت میں اضافہ ہوتا ہے. اب ہم بیٹھتے ہی ایسوں کے ساتھ ہیں جو نماز پڑھتے ہیں ایک وقت کی، جو بات کریں گے تو کسی فلمیں ڈرامے کی یا گانے کی بات کریں گے، جو بات کریں گے کسی غیبت کی اور جھوٹ کی بد گمانے کی، تو کہاں سے ہمیں جو ہے یہ محبت نصیب ہو؟ کہاں سے تقویٰ ملے گا؟ کہاں سے پرہیزگاری ملے گی؟ اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی محبت بڑھے تو ہمیں ایسے لوگوں کی صحبت اختیار کرنی پڑے گی، ایسے چینل دیکھنے پڑیں گے، ایسی چیزوں کے ساتھ بیٹھنا اٹھنا پڑے گا جو کہ ہمیں تقوی اور پرہیزگاری کی طرف لے کر جائے، جو اللہ کی محبت کی طرف لے کر جائے.
سبحان اللہ. جی سید صاحب, the love of Allah is such a powerful quality within a person that when he possesses it, performing good deeds becomes enjoyable and easy for him.
کیا بات, بے شک.
And this is not just any random statement, rather this is the statement of Sayyidina Huzur Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. They mention the stronger a person's love for Allah is, the easier it is for a person to bear the difficulties that he faces when he goes on the path of obeying Allah. And this is true, and it is seen. We see in the likes of Sayyidi Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, without a doubt, that the amount of difficulties that they had to go through, but their sole purpose was the pleasure of Allah. And their love for Allah is such that they not only themselves were engrossed in the love of Allah, but their poetry is such that when a person reads it, he also, his heart also becomes overjoyed and it becomes attached and engrossed in the love of Allah as well. And they are that blessed personality in today's time whom, if we follow their teachings to a T, as they say in English, meaning exactly as how they say it, without our own interpretation on the matter, we will see the true blessings that they have showered. And they have, because of them, alhamdulillah, many of us, without a shadow of doubt, have been blessed with the love of Allah. And this is the sign of the awliya-i kiram, that when you look at them, they remind you of Allah. And this is a very beautiful point which Huzur Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri Rahmatullahi Alayhi said. And another point, Sayyid Sahab, regarding how to attain the love of Allah, why don't we just ask for it? This is the life, if we study the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was a point. It's mentioned, Sayyid Sahab, in Tirmidhi Sharif, in Kitab al-Da'awat, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once stated that Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would often recite this supplication. This dua was, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka wa hubba man yuhibbuka wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al ma'il baridi. This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ta'aleem. They're teaching the ummah that we should supplicate to Allah. Ya Allah, please bless me and bestow us with your divine love. Such love that it washes out all the other filthy loves of the world. And what is the translation of this dua? Oh Allah, I beg of you, I ask of you of your divine love and the love for that individual who loves you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And then, and love for that amal, that action which will bring me closer to you, which will take me to you, Ya Allah, which will take me to your love. And oh Allah, make your divine love more beloved to me than my own life, than my own family, and even more than cold water. And the scholars mentioned that when a thirsty person, we know in the month of Ramadan just passed, that when a person is so thirsty, and many of us, and it's a bad habit, but those who have cold water,
and the satisfaction that you feel, the desire that a person has, the attachment to having cold water, that's something which a person's desire is. But we are being asking Allah, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam is asking Allah, Ya Allah, bestow us with such love that attachment that we have with cold water when we are thirsty. May we have such love that for you, Ya Allah, that we can't breathe without your divine love. And this is truly the life of a believer. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ And for the believers, no one's love is equal to the love of Allah. If we try to implement this within our life and supplicate to Allah, inshallah we will see a big change.
Dua mange, logon se mohabbat bhi kare to Allah ke liye, bugs bhi ho na kisi se nafrat, to wo bhi Allah ke liye. Ye yaad rakhiyega. Hamara mohabbat bhi dunya ke liye, jhagda bhi dunya ke liye. Ye mayar nahi hai. Mayar Allah azza wa jal. کی محبت میں ہی ہمیں آپس میں ایک دوسرے سے محبت کرنی چاہیے جی افتخار بھائی
جی سیدنا انس بن مالک علیہ الرحمہ has narrated that the prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said the person who possesses these three qualities will taste and attain the sweetness of iman
سبحان اللہ
number one he loves Allah and his رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم number two if he loves someone he loves for the pleasure of Allah سبحانہ which you have just mentioned and number three He hates disbelief as much as a person hates to be thrown into the blazing fire. Then a story is mentioned that a person he was on the way to meet his brother. And somebody stopped him, a stranger stopped him and asked him that, where are you going? He said, I'm going to meet my brother. He said, is there any reason for this? Do you need anything from him? He said, no. He said, is he going to fulfill any of your needs? He said, no. He said, are you going for any other reason? He said, no, just for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The stranger said, Allah has sent me to you so that I tell you that Allah loves you because you love a Muslim for the sake of Allah. Today, if we love somebody, it should be for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to seek the closeness of Allah. But unfortunately, it's not. Yes. I will take your number, Shah Sahib, down. Why? In case my car breaks down, you're a mechanic. I'll take your number down. Why? You're an engineer in case something happens to my gas. I'll take your number down. Why? If you're a person with authority, maybe you get me a house in the local area. I'll take your number down in case I get stuck somewhere. I'll take your number down. This is where we take someone's number down.
Shahid by number.
If I need a solicitor, then Shahid by his number I'll take down. But the ulama, the hufaz, the pious people, do we take their numbers down? We don't take their numbers down. Mm. The reason is that we are looking for those individuals that will give us some benefit. That later on, I'll know this person and he will give me that benefit.
Even we keep a Baba number. appointment banane, lekin mufti ka number nahi hoga hamare paas.
The Baba on the day of Eid, if I need to have emergency haircut, we contact the Baba. But the ulama's numbers, right now, the viewers of Madani Channel, if they check through their phone, I'm speaking to the Islamic brothers, and they have a look, how many scholars' numbers do we have in our phones? If something, we need to ask something, then which brother can phone a scholar? And which question can I ask him straight and get an answer? We don't have it.
Mm.
So when we are looking to make a relation with somebody or to get a contact, or we're looking for the people that have got power, authority, that have money, that can do something for me. But remember, our reason and our love should be only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But these individuals, where do we find them? Like you mentioned, you find them in the masjid. You find these individuals doing the work of deen. And these individuals, they won't be interested. They won't worry about who they meet or who they don't meet. If they meet somebody that is not wealthy, they'll treat them in the same manner. If they see somebody with a suit and a tie on, they'll treat them in the same manner. But we have to question ourselves. We see somebody with authority, we make way for him, we hold the door for him. But the poor guy that's come with his bag from the factory, he's walking behind his bag, the door slammed in his face. You know, he's not an important person to us. But remember, every Muslim, every believer, if we please them, there's great reward. And we should love every single believer, inshallah azza wa jalla, and not look at their status or their wealth or their money, but love them for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla.
Another way, to attain the love of Allah Almighty, pleasure of Allah, to help others, to love others. Ye yaad rakhiye, ye bhi ek tarika hai. Islam ne bataya, logon se mohabbat se pesh aaye, logon se pyar kare. ہمیں تو دنیاوی غرض ہوتا ہے تو وہ کہتا ہے نا جو باس ہوتا ہے اس کو ملنا ہے سلام کرنا ہے ساتھ والا یہ جو نیچے تو اس کو سلام نہیں کرنا کیوں یہ کہا ہے کہ تکبر اور غرور کی چیز کا اس کو نہیں کرنا اگر وہ ایک لیول نیچے آپ سے ہو سکتا ہے تقوی پرہیزگاری میں وہ آپ سے آگے ہو یہ کیا چیز ہے دل کے اندر یہ کہ سلام کرنا یہ کتنا بڑا اجر والا کام ہے لیکن ہم اسی لیے نہیں کرتے نہیں میری ویلیو ختم ہو رہا وہ گاڑی چلانے والا ہوتا ہے
کبھی اس کے ساتھ نہیں بیٹھیں گے, کبھی اس کے ساتھ کھانا نہیں کھائیں گے. کیوں؟ کوئی انسان نہیں ہے کیا؟ اس کو کیا سمجھا ہوا ہم نے؟ جو کوئی کام کچرا اٹھانے والا یا کوئی کام کرنے والے لوگ, تو یہ انسان نہیں ہے کیا؟ تو ہمیں اسلام یہ درس دیتا ہے کہ محبت, پیار, ہمیں لوگوں کے کام آنا ہے, لوگوں کی مدد کرنا ہے, اپنے آپ کو بڑا نہیں سمجھنا چاہیے. یہ چیز آ جاتی ہے جو یہ باقی مینشن کر رہے ہیں افتخار بھائی.
جی شاہ صاحب, another thing came to my mind is that look, we when we see somebody that we think is not authority, we tend not to give them salam.
No benefit
or no from him, or we think that why should I give him salam first? He's somebody that, you know, he's only born yesterday, that's what we think. Why should I give him salam? There's a waqia mentioned, I think there's a short clip on Madani channel that is beautifully, it was made, and the boss, he used to give salam to the security guard every day. He used to arrive, every day he used to leave. One day what happened, all the workers left, everybody had gone, and the boss, he went to calculate something in the refrigerator to see how much stock's there, and unfortunately the door slammed shut. Yes. And now he's trapped inside. You probably can recall, he's trapped inside and he's banging on the door, but everybody's gone. He thinks that is the last day of my life, and now there's no oxygen in there. He's slowly, you know, falling down to the floor, and then suddenly the security guard comes and opens the door.
Aye,
and he lets him out. After gaining his, you know, conscious and everything, he said that, how did you know I was still here? He said, the reason I knew you were still here, because every day before you leave, you give me salam.
SubhanAllah.
Today I didn't receive salam from you, you didn't give me salam. So I knew you hadn't left, you somewhere here. Aye, so I came in search for you, and you're trapped inside here. So what did the salam do? The salam saved his life. And who did he give? He used to give salam to the security guard. It was that same individual that he is not thinking that I'm boss, why should I give him salam? He used to give him salam, and that same individual, due to the salam, went out in search for him and saved his life.
کالج, یونیورسٹی میں پڑھنے والے, آفیسز میں کام کرنے والے, کہتے ہیں نا بڑی بڑی ڈگریاں لے لی ہیں, لیکن ان کے ساتھ جو سیکیورٹی آفیسر کہتے ہیں, اب ہمارے ادھر وہ کہتے ہیں پیون چپڑاسی, وہ کہتے ہیں کیا جی, کیا وہ مسلمان نہیں ہے؟ کیا ان کو سلام نہیں کرنا ہے؟ کیا ڈگری والا سے ڈگری والے کوئی سلام کرے گا؟ یہ کون سا معیار کر لیا ہے؟ نہیں, عاجزی اختیار کرے. اللہ تعالیٰ عاجزی اختیار کرنے والوں کو پسند فرماتا ہے. تکبر نہ ہونا چاہیے, غرور نہیں ہونا چاہیے. اللہ تعالیٰ ایسے کو پسند نہیں فرماتا. اللہ کی محبت کہاں سے آئے گی دل میں؟ جس دل میں تکبر اور بغض بڑا ہوگا, جس میں مسلمان کا کینہ بڑا ہوگا, جس میں اپنے آپ کو بھی بڑا سمجھنا ہوگا اور باقی جو ہے وہ چھوٹے ہی نظر آ رہے ہوتے. ایسے دل کو نا صاف کرنے کی حاجت ہے, بہت زیادہ صاف کرنے کی حاجت ہے. جی
شاہ صاحب, you mentioned about helping other people. If you look at all the companions, they helped and they sacrificed a lot of things in different ways. One of the glorious companions, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, look at his unique manner of, you know, helping others and sacrificing. He gave 4,000 dinars in charity. Once he gave 40,000 dinars in the way of Allah Almighty. And once he gave 500 horses to the Mujahideen. Once he gave 500 camels in the way of Allah Almighty.
SubhanAllah.
Once he fell ill and he made a will to give 1/3 of his wealth to charity, but later on, he recovered and he, you know, himself gave the work in charity.
SubhanAllah.
Now, these are some of the points which I've just mentioned. Now, when we are giving something to help somebody, you know, we think that, yeah, you know, it's my money, I'm doing him a favor. You know, he needs my help, so I'm doing him a favor. So later on, he will remember that I helped him out. So, you know, he will never, you know, say anything bad about me. He will always look up to me. This is our mentality. But look at the companions, you know, how they did it. They gave everything for the sake of Allah Almighty, for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. If we, you know, give something, we'll say, brother, you know, I gave this person so much. Or, you know, I helped him when he was in difficulty. We start boasting ourselves as to that we have this person, we have that person. Yet when we do a good action, we should hide what we've done, rather than, you know, announcing it. Because the person we, you know, help us, maybe, you know, and he doesn't want anybody to know that he needed help. And if he's asked us for any help, it's because he, you know, trusted us that we're not going to, you know, show him up in front of people. But unfortunately, our scenario is completely different. We tend to begin to belittle him and, you know, put him down that he needed help and that's why I helped him. He didn't know where else to go. The way we are helping him, first of all, where did we get that wealth from? Who gave that wealth to us? It doesn't belong to us in any way. Allah Almighty has bestowed that wealth upon us. And He says, what I give you, give from what I've given you. So it's a great blessing of giving that charity as well. So we should never think about that, you know, what I have is mine and nobody has entitled me. Allah Almighty is giving to us and we should distribute it as much as possible.
جی چلیں ویڈیو کال ہے ہمارے پاس انشاءاللہ ویڈیو کال لیتے ہیں
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ My name is Muhammad Ihtishan and I am a Jamiatul Madina student of Birmingham and alhamdulillah currently I am in Madni Qafla Derby the topic mashallah is a very beautiful topic how to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my question to the muballighs are that as a student of knowledge Alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims and we all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a student, how shall we increase our love and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you could please shed some light on this, Jazakallah.
I am a Jami student. I am in Qafila in Derby. And we all like the topic that you have gave us. Jazakallah khair for the topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings upon you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you more success in the deen work and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the jazba to work how you guys are working for us and please make dua for all of us Jami students that we become a very good muballigh of Dawat Islam. Jazakallah khair.
Last students of knowledge Jamiatul Madina ke aur wo bhi baat kar rahe hain kis tarah Allah ki mohabbat mein izafa kiya hai to hamare sath ہمارے جامعۃ المدینہ کے دورہ حدیث کے ماشاءاللہ کہتے ہیں بڑے زبردست اسٹوڈنٹ موجود ہیں بلال شبیر بھائی اس سال ان کا ماشاءاللہ درس نظامی ختم ہونے والا ہے لیکن آگے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو اور مزید ہمت دے کہ یہ اور علم دین حاصل کریں اور دین کا نام روشن کریں تو بلال بھائی بہت اچھی بات انہوں نے ایز اے اسٹوڈنٹ کیونکہ ہر ایک کا اپنا ایک معیار ہوتا ہے کوئی کام کرنے والا ہوتا ہے وہ کیا کرے کوئی جیسے ہر کوئی اپنے حساب سے سوچ رہا ہوتا ہے تو ایز اے اسٹوڈنٹ ایسا لازم بات ہے وہ علم دین آلریڈی سیکھنے میں لگے ہوئے ہیں وہ سارا جی میں تو کر ہی رہا ہوں اس سے تو بہتر ہوں تو میں تو بڑے کسی درجے میں پہنچ گیا ہوں تو وہ پھر وہ دوسروں کو شاید ہوتا ہے وہ کھاتے میں نہیں لاتے ہو لیکن ہمیں تو ہر وقت کوشش کرنی ہے بہتری کے لیے کس طرح اپنا جو ہے وہ اس کو انکریز کیا جائے اللہ کی محبت
جی سید صاحب the love of Allah is such a thing which a person he is constantly striving to attain that because there is no way of recognizing exactly if Allah is pleased with us. Until we leave this world, the exact way to recognize whether we have the love of Allah or not, or the pleasure of Allah, cannot be deduced or found out. So the best way is to constantly think of our own worships as being nothing. And this was the state of the awliya kiram. This was the state of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that after sleepless nights, they spent worshipping Allah. They did every action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts were engrossed in the remembrance of Allah. They sacrificed their time, their wealth. And who is more knowledgeable than the Prophet? In terms of creation, nobody. And if you look at their state, even though they attained such a status, their mindset towards this was that a very beautiful point that I'd like to mention, as I also noted this down, the ulama-i kiram, the awliya-i azam, they mention a very, very beautiful point about this. And it's regarding the rights of Allah. So this is their state. Their state, and this is the point of saying that Bayezid Bistami, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that what is love of Allah? He says to consider or to believe your abundance of worship to be very little. This is love of Allah. To think that the amount of worship you've done is very little and to think that the very little which Allah has given us, apparently, is an abundance. This is the statement of Bayezid Bistami rahimahullah. And then they also say, ulama-i kiram, they state that the phrases which would come and be uttered by the prophets and the awliya was this, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. O Allah, we have not worshipped you the way you ought to be worshipped. We have not fulfilled the right of worshipping you. This is the status of awliya and prophet sayyidah. Their love and devotion to Allah was such that they would spend their lives worshipping Allah. They would spend their nights reciting the Quran, offering nawafil. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, 1,000 nawafil every single day. And what is their state? They would say, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Our worship, ya Allah, we have not done true justice to the worship. And in regarding the marifat of Allah, they would say the same thing. That, ya O Allah, we have not fulfilled the right of recognizing you, of attaining your ma'rifat. And this is the faith of the Prophet ﷺ. So when this was their love of Allah, and this is one meaning of love, there's so many different interpretations of the love of Allah. But one, for especially Jamia Sidul Medina students and for myself and for us all, is to consider your worship to be very little. No matter how much you do, no matter how much you study, no matter how much nawafil, tahajjud, zikr of Allah you are blessed with. Remember that every ability and every action that you've done is with the tawfiq of Allah. If Allah did not bless us with ability, we would not be able to do this. So never ever be self-conceited. Never ever think that this worship that I've done it with my own ability and power. Because this is foolishness to the highest degree. And this is one of the traps of the devil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And may Allah grant us this mindset. That whatever worship we do, it is very little. Whatever knowledge we have attained, it's very little. And we will never be able to fully attain and fulfill the rights of Allah, especially in terms of the love of Allah, in terms of performing the worship of Allah.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Bilal Bhai was in full flow there. MashaAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, an era will soon come upon my ummah when they will love five things and they will forget five things. The first is they will love the world and they will forget the hereafter. The second is they will love the wealth and they will forget the accountability. The third is they will love creatures and they will forget the creator. Number four, they will love the sins and forget the repentance. And they will love palaces and they will forget the graveyard. And just elaborating, talking about just one of them, is that we will love the creatures and we will forget the creator. Today's program is how to attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has already told us that an era will come, we will love the creation and we will forget about the creator. And if we look around us, we are youngsters and many people are crazy about certain individuals. Whether they're footballers or they're cricketers, they want to be like them, they want to dress like them, they want to wear the same shirt number as them, they want to talk like them, they want to eat like them, they want to do everything like them in that way. And yet they claim the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They don't feel embarrassment if they copy their favorite celebrity or their favorite role model in this sense. They won't mind if they have to look silly in front of somebody. They won't mind if they're dressed and it looks totally odd. But yet people won't say nothing to them. They won't stop that young man and say, what are you doing? This is incorrect. But like going back to the first point, as soon as somebody adopts the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're the first ones to pull him back. So remember, if we want to love Allah Azza wa Jal, truly love Allah Azza wa Jal, and all these points that have been mentioned here today, plus many more, many other points that can be mentioned as well, then we are going to get true love for Allah Azza wa Jal. But remember, this era that has been mentioned, that when we love the creatures and we will forget the creator and we'll forget Allah Almighty, but yet during this time we see around us that there are young men, there are young people that are adopting the sunnah that mashallah we have in front of us and just seen on Madani channel, youngsters that are traveling right now, staying in a masjid. Why? For the pleasure and the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why are they in the masjid? Why are they studying the religion? Why are they left everything else? Why do they want to learn about Islam? Why? So they could have more love for Allah Azza wa Jal, have more love for the deen. And one of the things I mentioned to that young man that's also on the Madani Qafla in Dhabi is that the best friend make your book. Read about the pious predecessors, how they sacrificed and how they done everything to attain the love of Allah Almighty. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will gain a lot of inspiration. And if we want to also gain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we also have to inshallah Azza wa Jal, stay with such people that will increase our love.
So yeah, read the biography of our pious predecessors. Look at the sacrifices. Na hume kisi ne mara, na kisi ne tapti hui ret par litaya. Unke bare mein padhe jinhe tapti hui ret par litaya jata tha. Lekin Allah ki mohabbat mein unki zuban se yehi nikalta tha. Haq, haq, Islam haq hai. دین سے ہٹے نہیں تھے, چاہے تپتی ہوئی ریت پر لٹایا جائے, چاہے سینے پہ پتھر رکھے جائیں, چاہے رسی باندھ کر کھینچا جائے. اس وقت یقین کریں, اس وقت کے بارے میں غور کریں اور آج غور کریں اپنے اوپر. ہمارے لیے تو سب کچھ ایزی ہوا ہوا ہے, ویری ایزی فار اس ایوری تھنگ, لیکن پھر بھی ہم مسجد میں نہیں آتے. حالانکہ حدیث پاک میں جو مسجد سے محبت کرتا ہے اللہ عز و جل اسے اپنا محبوب بنا لیتا ہے.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ.
اور کیا چاہیے آپ کے حبیب اللہ, اللہ تعالیٰ کا وہ بلوڈ ہو جاتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ محبوب بن, جو نوجوان توبہ کرتا ہے جوانی میں اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو اپنا محبوب بنا لیتا ہے. اللہ پسند فرماتا ہے ایسے لوگوں کو جو اللہ کے دیے ہوئے رزق پر راضی رہتا ہے, اللہ ان سے راضی ہو جاتا ہے. ہمیں وہ کام کرنے جس سے ہمارا رب راضی ہوتا ہے, لیکن ہمیں تو ان کاموں کے اندر ہماری زندگی گزر رہی ہے کہ جو بس دنیا جمع کرنے میں لگے. نہیں, ہمیں اپنے رب کو راضی کرنا, یہ دنیا کسی کی بھی نہیں ہے. یقین کریں دنیا کسی کی بھی نہیں. ہمارے بزرگان دین کے بارے میں پڑھے, امام شافعی علیہ رحمہ کے بارے میں پڑھے, امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے بارے میں پڑھے. رمضان میں 61 قرآن پاک ختم کیا کرتے تھے, 40 سال عشاء کے وضو سے فجر کی نماز ادا کر رہے ہیں, 15 سال غوث پاک جو قرآن پاک ختم کر رہے ہیں روزانہ, 1000 رکعت نوافل ادا کر رہے ہیں. حتیٰ کہ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا جہاں پر انتقال ہوا لکھا ہے کہ وہاں پہ 7000 ٹائم قرآن پاک ختم کیا تھا. اب دیکھیں یہ یعنی رب کی محبت میں قرآن سے محبت ہے. قرآن کی محبت جو ہے یہ رب کی محبت دلاتی ہے. ہمیں قرآن سے محبت کتنی ہے, قرآن پڑھتے ہی کتنا ہے, کتنے بزرگان دین کے بارے میں کہ جو ایک قرآن صبح ختم کرتے تھے رات میں ختم کرتے تھے. لیکن ہماری زندگیوں میں قرآن, نماز, ذکر اللہ کرنے والے کو اللہ تعالیٰ پسند فرماتا ہے, یہ کہاں ہیں چیزیں؟ خالی زبانی کلامی بات چیت پہ نہ ہے نا, پریکٹیکلی اپنے آپ کو ان چیزوں کے اندر انوالو کریں جس سے اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت میں اضافہ ہوتا ہے. کیوں شاید بھائی؟
اصلی شاہ صاحب, in order for us to seek the pleasure of Almighty, we need to be more productive by seeking knowledge, and not only seeking knowledge, that's it, we actually need to put that in action as well, so that the more we seek knowledge, the more we will begin to have more love for Almighty and become closer to Almighty. We see that many times people, they spend time reading newspapers, reading other articles and magazines which are no benefit, whereas we seek knowledge, read Islamic literature, that will give us knowledge, and inshallah that happens in hereafter. Knowledge what we may have is not even like a drop in the ocean, and we may think that we know a lot, but it's not even a drop in the ocean. So we should think in this aspect, as Bilal mentioned earlier on, that what we knowledge we have is nothing at all. We need to seek knowledge as much as possible.
Bilal bhai, kya message dena chahte hain?
See, zikrullah is a beautiful way to attain the love of Allah. Those who are the my dear brothers of Jamaatul Madina who are on the Madani Qafila, and those at home, spend your time with such people who will also increase you. Because especially Sayyidah in Jamaatul Madina, there's friendships which are made, yes, but they're not for our benefit. We need to make friends, inshallah, who will help us in performing the zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah is one way where this is a sign, Sayyidah, this is a sign that a person loves Allah. Man ahabba shay'an akthara zikrahu. It's a saying, the one whoever loves anything, he speaks about that thing often. And we love Allah, but what's our claim? We how much do we do the zikr of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu dhkurullaha zikran kathira wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. O believers, remember Allah abundantly and glorify Him morning and evening. This is a command of Allah. So what we need to do, inshallah, to show our love for Allah is to remember Allah, whether we are in the workplace, whether we are at home, whether with our family, our hearts should be remembering Allah, even though physically we may be with our family members.
Ji, shayad bhai kya message denge?
Just read the Quran on a daily basis, even if it's one verse, at least reading on a daily basis. There's so many events, stories in the Quran, and once we begin to read on a daily basis, inshallah we get in the habit of reading it more and more on a daily basis, and we begin to understand what the message of the Quran is.
Sakhar bhai
ji, who we love, Shah Sahab, we will speak about them in abundance.
Yes.
So if we love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our days, our mornings and nights should be spent in such a way that we're remembering Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ameen. Apna bahut khyal rakhein. Try to adopt those things which brings the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and also the love of Allah Almighty. Aur uske liye seedhi si baat hai, apni company pe gaur kariyega. TV kya dekh rahe hain, book kaun si padh rahe hain, dost kaun se banaye hue hain, main kar kya raha hu, ye dekhna bahut zaruri hai. Apna bahut khyal rakhein. Look after yourself, keep watching Madni channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge.